beer. We are going to land on the planet, and we are going to disclose everything. That's right. The ETs are going to land here and disclose everything. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Don Mendelson. Hey, this is Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and whatever time your time is. But, yeah, they're coming here. I've been talking about this for a couple of years now. And the final date is 8. And if they don't show, the event doesn't happen before this date, and they don't land here, we're going to have to call their bluff and call them out. But they have to, you know, according to their own information, they have to land here, and the event has to happen before July 7th, and they have to land shortly after that. We're talking about July 7th, 2025. That's only a couple of months away. So let's get with it and understand this reality is coming upon us whether we want it or not. And it's time to understand to become part of the big picture or be dumped in the trash like the negative ETs are going to be. And that's the way it's going to be played out. If you don't know that, why don't you know that? Maybe you never listened to my show, but this is how it's going to play out. And if it doesn't, oh, man, we're going to be all angry and we're going to raise hellfire if it doesn't. But I'm sure it will. Because how unethical would it be for a group of Galactic Confederation do-gooders to tell us that it had, they told us this 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago, that the final date for the ascension of Earth has to be July 7th, 2025. Now, if they can't make that deadline, what the hell does that say about them? So it's all on the line now, and it's got to happen soon. And we're getting closer to that deadline. If that deadline doesn't get met, you know, there's going to be a lot of explanation and demanding of answers if they do land after that date. So that's what's happening. This is the Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Radio Network globally. That's right. And if you don't know it, why don't you know it? I mention this almost every week. You know? This is like Radio Free America, BBS Radio. And there's other great shows on this network besides mine. And understand, it's Radio Free America here, you know, just like the people in the communist countries in Europe had to have their Radio Free America. Well, in America, we have to have Radio Free America, too, because our government is as bad as the communists and Nazis combined, and even worse than that. And, you know, we're all, you know, many people are looking for what President Trump is going to do. What is he going to do? You know, he's done this, done that, done this. Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good. Well, get your act together and make it all good. You know, I mean, I wouldn't say this if I didn't know how to do it better, but believe me, if I had the authority here, the wars would have ended already, and we wouldn't have these tariff wars. Hey, yeah, it's another war, right? Who the fuck wants more wars? Somebody slap him across the face and tell him, we don't want more wars, including tariff wars. kind of a jerk-off, stupid idiot are you? I have the right to say that. And guess what? You can call up my radio show and complain about it because this is a live radio show. Yeah, you are a Trump brown noser. You tell him that I call him Al, and I'm not afraid of him, and I dare him to call in my radio show, but I know he never will because he doesn't have the guts to really have a debate with somebody who knows a lot more than he does. And that's my final statement. But hey, you Trump brown losers out there, you get the message to him. Hey, this is a live radio show. He has a telephone. He can call in here. And believe me, I'll set him straight on what he isn't straight about. And that's a promise. And believe me, he won't get a word in edgewise. But that's why he'll never call. Because he doesn't know how to deal with somebody that knows more than he does. He just doesn't know how to do that. And he never will. You know? So stop brown-nosing somebody who knows a little about things, but not all of it. And it lacks a lot of information, truthful information. That's the bottom line. That's why I ran for president of the United States 5 times as an independent individual. I don't give a fuck if anybody voted for me or not, but I was out there, I had the credentials way better than Trump or anybody else ever had. And you can check it out. Hey, go to BBS Radio, look up my show, connect the dots, check on the name of the show, check on my name, Don Madison, and you'll see the last website I had up, 2020 president, TomMadison.com, you'll see that what I'm bringing to the table was 10 times more than Trump or anybody else ever thought of bringing to the table. You know, this tariff war needs to end. It's another war. We don't want more wars. We want less. We want no wars. And guess what? He didn't come through on his promises about ending Ukraine in 24 hours because he doesn't know how to do it. He thinks he can bully people with taxes and tariffs and shit like that. This guy is in the back of the 20th century, and he never moved into the 21st century. And he is, you know, I know he knows about what's coming down the pike with the ETs coming to our world, but he doesn't want to cooperate with them, apparently, nor does the Russians or the Chinese or the Indians or any other people on this planet, because they're all fucked. Their minds are fucked over. They don't know how to put true love out of there, and they're all playing with the same bullshit control systems of the 20th century. And we don't want any of that. Hey, if you think you want that, hey, this is Golden Radio Show. Hey, numbers 888-627-6008. Come on, call. Give your opinion. You think Trump is the god? Come on, call, and I'll show you how he's not. You think other people are in the government are working for good? Fuck no. They're a bunch of fucking asshole, dirtbag, scum-sucking pieces of shit. And they can't prove otherwise. And if there's one or two they can, we'll give them, you know, we'll give them credit for whom they are. But even the FBI did your investigation. Or was it the CIA? That only 2 members of Congress are worthy of being trustworthy. Hey, we got to call it like it is. You know, cut the bullshit out because time is running out. And there's so many other fake organizations out there, and there's so many identifications and interpretations and opinions of everything, you know? It's like, who are you going to choose, you know? You really have to do your own homework and investigations because you just listen to what's out there. Some people say big asshole number one is your best bet. Other people say big asshole number two is your best bet. And it goes on and on and on, and people are talking about, yeah, vote for this guy, vote for me, I'll set you free, blah, 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 blah. And this is the crap that's going on. It's still going on. Hey, I'd like to bring up the New York City election fiasco. You know, the current mayor, he escaped being criticized for, he escaped prosecution for taking bribes from Turkey, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But he's got other things on his agenda he's guilty of, and they haven't surfaced yet. Yeah, but he's willing to run as an independent in the next election. And then you got the convicted criminal himself, Cuomo, who has the audacity to run for mayor of New York City after he was tossed out of being the governor. What kind of a moron, what kind of stupid people in New York are there going to be that are going to vote for these people? You know, New York City is one of the most important people. Piece of real estate in the whole world. New York City is the capital of the world. I don't care if you agree with it or not. But I say it is that. And the mayor should be somebody important that's fighting for the people. Neither did Cuomo or douchebag mayor now, and he deserves that term, complain about the, it taxing people coming below 59th Street. You know, how dare these asshole, damn, filthy, rich elite have the audacity to impose fines that are only going to hurt the poor people. Rich people don't give a shit. You know? Cuomo doesn't care if it costs $9 to go below 59th Street. Doesn't give a fuck about that. And that's, I don't have to change the language, but that's how it is. Neither does the fucking jerk-off mayor of New York right now. The only viable candidate for the next mayor's race is the Guardian Angels guy, Curtis Lee. Of course, if you look into New York City politics, there's only, I don't know, out of 100% registered voters, maybe only 15% are Republicans. So the dude's got a lot of work to do. And what is he doing now? Close to fucking nothing. I'm going to spell it out to you like it is, you know? You know, I'm hopefully I'll get to get in touch with this campaign because, as I've seen in past elections in New York City, Republicans party takes bribes from the Democrats to do nothing for the candidates, so the Democrats always win the elections. Is that sick or what? But that's how it plays out, you know? And there's no evidence that the Republicans are nowadays do anything for their candidates. There's plenty of elections in the last 20 years that prove that. And then, of course, there's just a total corruption in New York City. Bribes, contracts going out. Look at the fiasco with the undocumented refugees being put up in expensive motels. Well, who the fuck do you think is paying for those expensive rooms in the expensive hotels in New York? Taxpayers are doing that. And who's in charge? The Democrats. They're wasting your fucking money. You know, I have to use that F word to make it sound serious. And if you have a problem with that, you know, don't even listen to this radio station because guess what? I talk the truth and I spell it out like it is. If you have a problem with that word, you have, I don't know, you have some kind of mental problem. Somebody told you that nobody can use that word. It's probably government. But guess what? This is internet radio, and we can use any words we want. And if they're appropriate, and sometimes the word fuck is appropriate. If you don't understand that, what the hell do you understand? I mean, really, I shouldn't even have to explain that. But, you know, I have to show my dissatisfaction of the way everything is being handled here, you know. And so should everybody else. And here in New York City, we have a common man candidate for mayor, and there's not enough people behind him. What the hell is your problem, New Yorkers? Are you all brown-nosing the Democrat assholes that have given you the shaft up your ass for decades and tricked you and dominated you and classified you and kept you in poverty. Are you that loyal to that kind of scumbag overseeing? I mean, really? I don't care if you're a registered Democrat, that doesn't prevent you from voting for a decent guy just because he's a Republican. Come on, anybody knows Curtis Sliwa. He knows he's a straight person. Grew up on the streets of New York, lived amongst the common people, was out there with his guardian angels, ride the subway tracks to try to protect people. And if you don't think those qualifications are more important than anything than douchebag mayor now or, big-time criminal Cuomo has, you're a fucking asshole. You're an idiot. You shouldn't even go out and vote. That's my opinion. There should be 100% of New Yorkers voting for Curtis Sliwa and nobody voting for those Democrat scumbags. And they are no better than that, really. Convicted criminals, even if not convicted, but accused criminals, and you would stupidly vote for these assholes that just get on the TV and lie to your face? I just had to say that, because that's the stupid situation going on. Meanwhile, back with the federal government, unbelievable what's going on, Chunky Boy has gotten to the point where he doesn't know which way his head is facing. I mean, started off good, sounded big, powerful, Vic Garris, but now it's flashing back in his face, and he doesn't really quite know what to do. Hey, you Trump lovers, contact him. Dare him to call my show, and I'll tell him to his face or to his ears on this radio show how he's fucking up. I don't care if he likes it or not, but I'm going to tell him my opinion and how I see the situation. And I know it can be done much better. It's time for a civilian government to just, take him out of everything here. We'll take him out of taking care of the people. And we'll have a voluntary tax system, and we'll teach them how they don't have to pay to the IRS, because the whole thing is a scam, and it's an illegal scam from the beginning. And if you don't know about that, why don't you know about it? That information is out there now. You don't really have to pay taxes if you learn a little about government and the laws. You just have to proclaim whom you are and what your monies collected are, and you take command of the situation, and you tell the IRS, no, this money, you don't have a right to tax this money that I'm making. Well, why aren't you doing that? You probably don't know what to do, but at the same time, the information is out there. What the fuck are you big, man? Go look for it. It's out there. Plenty of people teaching other people like you, the uninformed, about how you can avoid paying the IRS any money. All you have to do is declare it for certain things, and you have to do it publicly. You have to send them letters and notarized letters and statements declaring who you are and why you don't have to pay taxes. Duh, did you know that? Well, I'm telling you tonight. And why aren't you doing it? Too fucking lazy? I don't know what else to say. That's my favorite word tonight. Well, and we know it has many meanings, but it's an important word for emphasis. Anybody who doesn't understand that, why do you want to be stupid for? Those of us that understand, that's why we use the word. And I just have to say that, hey, it's calling the radio show, 888-627-6008. You got something to add to the conversation, call in. Tell your friends to call in. Maybe they have something to offer to the conversation. And oh, by all means, any of you Trump brown nosers, you get in touch with Trump. The show's happening now. And tell him to call in. I don't think he has the guts to. But if he does, I'll give him credit for that. But at the same time, I'll manipulate the conversation and he won't. And that's why he won't call in, because he's afraid that he might meet up with somebody that knows how to command the conversation better than he does. And he is pretty good at it. I'll admit that. You know? But, you know, that's where we're at right now. We got people in politics making decisions that are not qualified to take care of the masses. And those were important things. Again, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. you know, I wrote a book, Connect the Dots Theory, and it talks about the past and present day evil interferences into the affairs of mankind that are to blame for the excessive amount of negative things that are happening in our world today. Oh, yes, it's true. I mean, a good point to start, I mean, I'm sure it happened before, many times before, but the best point to start is that we can rationalize and gain concept of it's about 450,000 years ago when the Anunnaki, as they're called, landed on our planet in search of metals to steal from us. That's right, to steal from us. You know, they found that humans were living here, but their intent was to steal the gold because they felt they needed it for their amateur on their 12th planet, as the book The 12th Planet explains. Also called Planet Nibiru, also called the Planetoid, also called Planet X, also called other things too, Planet of the Crossing. Anyhow, it's a giant planet that comes into our solar system, supposedly only every 3,600 years. And once they landed here, they began taking control of our world. First, they began just stealing the gold from our Earth mother, dear Mother Earth. And then they decided to enslave humanity about 300,000 years ago and genetically alter us, disable 10 of our 12 DNA strands to make us pretty well disconnected from the universe. And then they proceeded to present themselves to the primitives as gods. And that's why we have many ancient gods of the past. Because once they found out they could manipulate people by pretending to be gods, they utilized that and confused mankind even further. So we've been duped from a long time back. And of course, if you listen to the figures that the other people have investigated, Sumerian records say Anunnaki got here 442,000 years ago, started genetic engineering about 300,000 years ago, and as you go to the fifth apocalypse revelation, you find out that Lucifer brought his Luciferian rebellion to Earth about 220,000 years ago, whereupon he convinced the planetary prince of Earth, who was supposed to be representing the real God, to join his forces, and they were in for a party because the Anunnaki had already enslaved mankind, so humanity had lost their spiritual connections, and they were very, very defenseless to invisible entities like Lucifer, like Satan, and the third evil trinity, the devil, who was the prince prince representing the real God on Earth. And so that information is the fifth apocryphal revelation. But anyhow, you put them all together. And so from 220,000 years ago, when Lucifer and his rebellion and Satan influenced the planetary prince to become the devil, we had invisible entities interfering in the lives of mankind, not to mention the demoted physical attributes of mankind by the Anunnaki. And so hell was flowed over and controlled humanity for a long, long time. It wasn't total control of the earth, but they had their control zones, and man, they had man under control. And it lasted for thousands and thousands of years. And even the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to earth wasn't able to totally alleviate the evil that had been created hundreds of thousands of years ago. And only today are we finally coming to a recognition there where light in service of the true God is going to take command of the darkness that has for so long wrongfully controlled mankind. And that's the situation we're in right now, but the war is still fighting out to the end, to the last evil piece of trash. They are going to try, I'm just out the other day, in the chemtrail planes or New York area, half a dozen planes running chemtrails all over the place, trying to poison us beyond belief. And we're still subjected to that. Unfortunately, we have to deal with this until we get our ascension comes. And that ascension is coming in the event. If you don't believe me, look it up on the 2012 portal. Look it up and find out all the information that's been transpiring, all the events that have been transpiring for the last 13 years back to 2012. Of course, this thing was envisioned long before, and as I communicated to these people the best I could, though I expect no response, really, is that way back in 1964 was the perfect year for the Galactic Confederation, or the Galactic Federation, to start showing themselves on Earth, because that's when there was a break in the consciousness of humanity during the 1960s with the help of LSD. The minds of people opened up and they began to see the fantasy that they were being controlled in, by their own government. And they started to rebel, and they started to rebel against war. And they wanted peace, and they started to rebel against the chemicals and all the unnatural things. This was happening in the mid-60s. And it started in 1964 with the Beatles. The Beatles broke the ice. They came out of nowhere, and they won the hearts of humanity around the world. The government was infuriated beyond belief. They didn't believe that average working class people could influence humanity so much. And if you don't know about that magical moment in 1964 when the Beatles controlled the minds of the world with their music, without even trying to control humanity, they controlled it with their music, and they brought the love out of the hearts of humanity all around the world. They even wrote songs about that, too. I'm going to break their hearts all around the world. But if you know that song, you know it. If you don't, you don't. That was the perfect time for the Galactic Confederation, the Galactic Federation, to visit us, show up on humanity. But they weren't slick enough to do that. They waited too late, and then there was another dark invasion in 1996, as I hear. and more evil came to our world, which only made it harder. But, hey, the stitch in time will save mine. Anyhow, that's the way it's been playing out, and they're still cleaning up the mess of 1996, and we're getting there. As of December, I've said it before, as of December 2023, the battle was decided. Light has won and darkness has been subdued. It's just a matter of the Queen of Crows now. And poking all you hardliners out of the holes they're hiding in deep in the earth and deep within buildings and compounds and stuff like that. Just a matter of time. But right after the event, there's going to be a full force physical removal of all the evil trash that are still participating in controlling humanity in a negative way. These are important things to understand that's happening behind the scenes. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, for God's sake, go to the 2012portal.blogspot.com to find out what you've been missing out on. Forget about what they tell you on the news. Fake news is fake news. You know, we can all thank President Trump for making that statement, fake news is fake news, and that we shouldn't listen to it. And it is. It's terribly fake. But what's also, let me tell you what, there's so many conflicting stories flowing around out there right now. I came across one the other day. President Trump died in 1989, and imitators have been taking control of the position ever since then. I don't know. You've heard of them. And, of course, there's the info about Joe Biden, that Joe Biden was actually executed one day after he took the office, or maybe the same day, for high treason, because he didn't really win the election. It was cheating. And we only can ask, for God's sake, why didn't Trump insist upon him having him removed? Whatever. The so-called, as the story goes, the military, disposed of him. They killed him. They terminated him for high treason. They gave him a high-class funeral with a 10-gun salute or whatever it was, but it wasn't the normal gun salute that they would give to a president. Anyhow, that's it. And so you got to wonder, why would the government allow imposters to play out this role of Joe Biden, who none of them were Joe Biden? Why would they allow this to happen? You know, why would Trump allow it to happen? You got to wonder, are they all on the same team, like a total fiasco? Is it all being played out like professional wrestling? Because it sure sounds like it in a way. You know, I mean, all you Trump lovers, you better step back and think for a minute. Trump might be in on this bullshit scenario also. Because once he's gotten the office here, I mean, I've got a lot of questions, and you should be questioning too. If you know anything about chemtrails, come on. Trump didn't do anything about the chemtrails in his first election. Here he is, a good number of years later. Why isn't he writing an executive order to stop that? That's all it would take. Why? Why isn't he doing that? Everybody on Earth has to breathe these rotten chemtrails that are designed to kill us, including him when he's out there. Is he that stupid, or is he being bribed or blackmailed or what? What is the deal? In fact, somebody has to ask Trump that question. Are you being blackmailed as to why you won't write an executive order to stop the chemtrails? Or are you going to try to tell us you don't know the poisons that are in these sprays, even though it's been investigated and proved and documented by the general public already? You don't need any official authority to tell you this. How come you don't know what the truth is? He needs to be asked, why aren't you writing an executive order to stop this, and he needs to be bullied until he does something like that. And if you can't understand what I'm talking about, well, I guess you have no common sense. And all you truck lovers, you could be behind it. Come on, there's your boy, your hero. Well, tell him, as a supporter of being a hero, tell him that you want him to write this executive order. Are you a bunch of cowards and chickens, too, afraid to tell him? I'm telling him right now, live on radio. Why isn't anybody else in the whole fucking world willing to tell him, why aren't you writing an executive order to stop the chemtrails? It's so friggin' easy. Why aren't you doing it? Come on. We wanted an explanation, and we want it now. And I guess, well, hey, you Trump lovers, have you called him yet? Is he calling me on the phone? I don't think so. Well, so I think I'm hitting the nail on the head here, and something has to be done sensibly here. How can we, you know, and the same thing with the fucking vaccines, you know? RFK won a couple of suits legally in the courts against the vaccine promoters. Yeah, they're still allowed to advertise false bullshit on TV. And if you look at how many commercials are trying to con people into taking vaccines that they don't need, you're not watching TV. Yeah, I watch fake news TV. I watch regular shows. I watch the commercials on free TV because it's free. And also, I want to see what the enemy is doing. And the enemy is on free TV and is trying as much as possible, numerous commercials to con stupid people, ignorant people, into getting vaccines they don't need. And I'll just say for the record one more time, I've said this dozens of times on my show, there is no logic to vaccines. I don't care if you have 10 degrees in science or whatever. I dare you to call my radio show and try to tell me why vaccines are logical, and I'll cut you up so fast with words you won't know what your friggin' name is. Because those of us that understand true health know there is no logic to vaccines. And the only time they ever work is because of the placebo effect. People actually stupidly believe they will be helpful, and because they believe that, it will work. Not because of the science, but because of the placebo effect. You going to prove me wrong on that? I dare. Hey, this is calling radio show, and I guarantee no doctor, no law student, no professor of big pharma will ever call me on your show. Even if they were told that I'm calling them out, they won't. Because I'll cut them up so badly, because I know about the human health of the human body. It's five times more than what they're looking at. And they're not going to be able to prove otherwise. And I hope I've set an example tonight that we have to get a little angry and a little boisterous about what's not being done. You know, there's people in charge that are supposed to represent the general public, and they're not doing it. Even if they were elected to office, they're not doing it. That leaves it upon the general public. We have to make our representatives, one way or another, do what we want them to do. We want them to stop the chemtrails. We want them to stop the lying. We want to stop the deceptive pharmaceutical interests. We want to stop the GMO poisoning of the food, chemtrail poisoning of the water and the air, and anything else that's allowed to go on, because we know the Congress is nothing but a bunch of bribe-taking liars. That's it. If you're a member of Congress, call back now. It's the Baldwin Radio Show. Hey, call in and try to defend your position. I'm challenging all 535 members of the U.S. Congress. I dare you to call in. Anybody listening, you know these people, tell them to call in right now. Hey, 888-676-0008. Try to defend yourself. It's a bunch of nothing, no good, dirtbag, backstabbing, liars, bribe takers, do-nothing people. And if there's one of you out there, hey, call in and speak up for yourself. Same with the rest of the representatives in the other countries in the world. But a bunch of bribe-taking, backstabbing dirtbags that don't do anything for the general public. And I'm talking about Great Britain, France, Germany, all those European countries. You know, they stab their people in the back, please. Don't tell me they don't. You know, I just had to vent that out. But it's important to remember that these are the end times. It's the end of the age. Forget about religion. It's the end of the age. And a new reality is planned for humanity. And we need to start getting ourselves together, us good people, need to start commingling with other good people. We need to comprehend that there's a bigger picture at play here, that there is a larger universe, and that we're being duped big time by the last diehards of the evil controllers of humanity. And, of course, all the evil human controllers of humanity are being over-controlled by the negative ETs that have the knowledge of how to control humans. And that's what makes the problem really difficult, you know? But it's not impossible. It has to do with being truthful and uniting together and thinking about what we really want as people. We want a loving universe. We want a loving America. We want a loving world. And we need to have the truth put out there. The education system needs to be completely changed. You know, we need to start telling the true historical events that happened on our world. The you need to hear the story about the gray ETs that made treaties with the American government that they could abduct people for they were willing to give us weapon technologies and other technologies involving transportation, you know, teleportation, time travel. And our American government sold out to our people. And of course, even though there were some stipulations in this treaty, it's now a fact that the gray ETs went beyond the confines of the treaty and just went bananas abducting people on Earth to experiment on, traumatize, torture, and steal genetic material from them, and just like, too bad, stupid earthing, but we're going to do what we want to do. And this has been a horror story for all the people that have been abducted. Certain groups were preyed on more than others. Native American Indians, both in America and Canada, are prime targets for ETs, especially when they're out there in the wilderness. And again, I've tried to call attention to what is out there. I wrote this book, Connect the Dots Theory. In that book is a diagram of the apparatus that comes out of the sky that can swoop up anybody alone at night. And apparently there's some rule that if no one is looking, they'll swoop you up. And I came that close to it happening to me. And the story is, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and the picture of the, I didn't have a camera with me that night, but I'm quite a good artist and capable of drawing. exactly what came down out of the sky, outlined by hovering points of light that was several feet above my head. First it was like 50 feet away, and then I turned my head around, turned back, and in a couple of seconds it moved from 50 feet away to right over my head. And it was a scary situation. But I talk about it in my book, Connected Dots Theory, and this is the kind of apparatus that the ETs can use to suck you up from the ground and bring you to their spacecraft and do what they want to you while you're in the spacecraft, and then drop you off days later, you know? And if you're a concerned person, you should be interested in this, especially if you spend a lot of time outdoors at night. You ought to be on the look for something like this. Though, you have to have an expanded consciousness to be able to detect these things coming over you and ready to swoop you up. And it's something most people don't have. But it's there. It's all spelled out for you. It's all drawn out for you in black and white, so to speak, as to that these things do exist. And they're out there to captivate whenever they feel they want to captivate or take up, beam up into their space for you. And these things are real. They're close to invisible. I was just lucky enough to catch the outline of the invisible structures that were being centered over me, and I got out of there fast, believe me, because I had no intention of being sucked up into some unknown place. But these are realities that exist, and they're still out there now, and it won't totally end until the event happens. And people need to protect themselves. You Native Americans, you're out there. Don't you ever, when you go out in nature, don't you ever let anyone go out alone. Always go out in pairs so there's somebody to witness in case somebody is trying to be taken away, because that's what they're waiting for. They're waiting for someone alone, unaware, and they zip down, and in a matter of seconds, they can pull you off the planet. Hey, I witnessed this. So I'm trying to warn you, this is a reality that the ETs, the evil ETs, use to abduct people. And, of course, we know not only the evil ETs, the physical ones, there's the invisible ones, too, the demons. Invisible consciousnesses that can inhabit bodies, if you're stupid enough to allow your body to be open to possession, they'll possess it. And these possessions go on all the time. They're still going on. And this won't finally be resolved until the event happens. So meanwhile, we all need to be aware of what's going on. And then, of course, we got the corporate and New World Order AI controllers that want you to, have devised artificial ways of getting control of people's consciousness. Yeah, the sophistication of the mind control is beyond belief. All you have to do is start investigating it and you'll find out. There are so many techniques for getting into people's minds and controlling them. Hey, demons are experts. They plant subliminal suggestions into the minds of weak people, weak, stupid people that don't understand that thoughts can be sent into their head. You know? Why aren't people being told, you know, we're good-hearted humans, but we're not being told that we're all capable of receiving and communicating subliminal conversations, you know, telepathy. But especially we're capable of receiving it, and we don't come to the reality that there are demonic beings out there sending us subliminal messages to control our thoughts and get us to do things that they want us to do, not what we want to do. And if we're hooked into that, on to a worm on a hook, you know, if we get hooked into that, we're going to end up doing bad things. And then society points the finger at us that we're the culprits, but it's actually demons controlling people. All these school shootings and stuff, they are controlled by demons. These are people that have been controlled by demons or controlled by the New World Order with new high-tech mind control machines that can control these people's minds. They search them out. Who are the losers? Who are the people that are frustrated? And then they send their mind control agents with their machineries, and they set up a shop out there outside their house, and they continually broadcast bad ideas into their minds to the point that these people will go take a gun, go into a school, and kill people. This is how it's done. Come on. You know, I'm telling you the truth, and you can't prove it's otherwise. You know? And they'll find somebody every day of the week, because there's plenty of mindless people out there, because the government breeds mindless people. They have no ethics, and they become loners and losers, and then they become controlled by demonic beings. Or the New World Order, where they're high-tech mind control machines, and they go out and do whatever the New World Order wants them to do, which is cause chaos, cause harm to innocent people. And that's how it gets played out week after week, you know? And they give you a fake story on the news, this person's trouble, jury with trouble. Anybody would be troubled if you're bombarded by negative ETs. So listen, I'm going to surprise everybody tonight. I'm going to cut the show short. So, Mr. Engineer, if you're listening now, I'm going to tell you to give the countdown and play my music. And you people out there, you know, if you like what you're hearing on the show, go to BBS Radio, connect the dots at 8 p.m. Central Time. Connect, click on Connect the Dots, the name of the show, or click on my name, and scroll down and subscribe to my show. I need a little reward for what I'm bringing to the table here. And so go there. Go to BBS, Internet Radio Schedule. Click on the name of my show, 8 p.m., Saturday, Central Time, or click on my name, 8 p.m., Central Time. And subscribe to my show. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to check us out of here early tonight. Here's my countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now passed out to look, 'cause I caught their eye.